Athabasca. The Wild Rose shows Carnival and Midway that has now disappeared as mysteriously as they came, was just the most recent carnival show held in Athabasca in its century-long history. Wild Rose shows brought their Midway to town July 8 to 10, sweeping through with an array of rides, treats and attractions for fun seekers of all ages. The big rides, like the iconic Zipper and the Carousel, were on hand as usual, while the elephant ears were plentiful and the prizes for games of skill and chance were just begging to be taken. While it was the first Midway in Athabasca in quite some time, it is far from the first in the area, with shows dating back over 100 years. One of the first major attractions Athabasca saw was the arrival of the first aeroplane in Athabasca, on September 23, 1920. As described by an article in the August 7, 1920, issue of the Athabasca Herald. Even though this type of attraction is very different from what we see today, it brought with it a great pride and excitement for the people of Athabasca. The pilot was Wop May, who served with distinction in the Flying Corps in France, the article explained. At this time, the Athabasca Fair was filled with significantly more agricultural showings and auctions, but as time passed, it became possible to separate agricultural events such as these from Midway and Carnival events. By 1930, bigger Midway shows began to make an appearance. United Canadian shows brought with them an athletic stadium to present boxers and wrestlers, Midway rides, and aerial stunts. The side attractions of Pew also The Man Without Pain and The Snake Girl and Strangely Phenomenal. A reporter wrote about the Midway in an article in the July 25, 1930, edition of the Athabasca Echo. As time went on, even more attractions became involved in Midway's festivities. In 1951, there were things such as a prize for the largest family on the ground, featured in an Athabasca Echo advertisement for the July 2 event, encouraging people to bring each of their family members to enjoy the event. The same event featured everything from a tractor rodeo to a square dance contest, each occurring alongside the Midway that was making its way through the town. In 1955, the rides that we see today started to make an appearance. Greatest attraction for the kiddies is the Lou, Chuck Midway and Show, a reporter commented in the August 5, 1955, issue of the Athabasca Echo. Featuring four rides for the children, Ferris Wheel, Merry-Go-Round, Aero Ride, Kitty Car Ride. There will also be two large vans showing a Freak and Health exhibit, and a Monkeyland Jungle Show. Plenty of attraction was also drawn from the Food and Jubilee Caravan, which put on outdoor films exploring Alberta's growth and development. For each one of these events, the enjoyment of the participants was at the forefront, and still is today. Even though it may not be possible to enjoy the excitement of a Midway with the people of Athabasca's history, it is still possible to enjoy the same things they enjoyed with the knowledge that we are not so different.